ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। सांख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयाध्यायः। इफ द शास्त्र स्टडी ऑफ भगवद गीता और द स्टडी ऑफ द उपनिषद्स or the Vedantic study in general has to be effective, one must be clear about three factors. One should know that one is caught up in samsara. There is a problem of samsara. First thing. Second thing, one should know one's utter helplessness in solving this problem of samsara. And third thing, one should know that one has to seek the help from the proper guide who can help this help one to free oneself from this samsara. Okay, then one should approach a teacher who can help one to free oneself from samsara. Three things, very important. If these three things are very clear, then shastra study will be 100% highly efficacious, effective. Otherwise, it will be a mere academic pursuit. Getting PhD in Advaita Vedanta from University of any best university in the world. These three things are very, very important, you know. And here, Arjuna knows this problem. Arjuna, Vyasa presents very beautifully how Arjuna has gone through life that which helped him to recognize there is a problem of samsara. And he understood his utter helplessness, which he expressed in the verse, no, that we do not know, so that please help me, protect me, shadhi mang tuam prapannam. And he also approached the teacher Krishna, he sought Krishna's help, shadhi mang tuam prapannam, the teacher. So second chapter, as an epitome of entire Gita, as a condensed kandana, essence of the entire Gita, three topics, it deals with the main three topics: karma yoga, jnana yoga, and moksha. These are the three topics discussed in this entire Gita, the entire second chapter also. According to Mimamsa Shastram, it is said the teacher of the Shastram, when the teacher begins teaching, he has to give the essence of the entire teaching first in a nutshell. Then the teacher has to elaborate on what has been given in a nutshell. Again, the teacher has to sum up at the end again the whole teaching in a nutshell. It's called Upasamhara Sankshepaha. First we say, Upakrama Sankshepaha means the entire teaching in a nutshell given in the beginning of the teaching is called what? Upakrama Sangraha or Upakrama Sankshepaha. The entire teaching given in a nutshell, summed up at the end of the teaching, is called what? Upasamhara Sankshepaha. Sankshepaha means what? Brief summing up. Okay, Sankshepaha itself means what? A brief presentation. So we say Upakrama Sankshepaha and Upasamhara Sankshepaha we have. And here we have in this second chapter is what? Upakrama Sankshepaha of the entire Gita. So what are the three topics discussed here? Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga and Moksha. And we are dealing, now we are talking, we are in the part, we are with the verses dealing with Karma and Karma Yoga. So we have to go to our verse. So once I finish the whole chapter, again I will sum up the entire chapter, then it will become much clearer. If a person does not have Purushartha Nischayaha, Mokshaha being the choiceless ultimate end is not very clear, then he cannot be focused, his end will not be one, his ends, he will have many branched, multifarious ends. One, his ends are many, means his ends will be definitely artha and kama, definitely not jnanam or moksha. Such a person may follow dharma or need not follow dharma. Okay, he may not follow dharma. He may not know the value of dharma, so he may not follow dharma also. And when the purushartha, artha kamas become the ultimate end, then naturally, and even as for such a person, the more the artha they pursue, the more the kamas they fulfill, the more they'll continue to be dissatisfied. Because ultimately any artha kama pursuit is ultimately for one's own satisfaction and happiness. Because happiness and satisfaction happen to be not there in those pursuits. The more they pursue, the more they'll be chased to pursue the same things. Therefore, the more they'll be restless and agitated, and for such a person's mind cannot have the meditative tranquil disposition. Cannot have meditative disposition, it is impossible for him to be focused and to be quiet, and therefore it's not possible. Because always he'll be agitated. See, Purushartha Nischeha is not there. Even the practice of meditation will be one more added karma. Otherwise, that person's mind cannot be quiet and calm. Samadho na vidhiyate. This is sure. Even if people practice meditation without Purushartha Nischeha, because they find some relaxation to free themselves from stress and all that, even then it's a question that whether they can sit peacefully and quietly. It's not possible. Be very, very agitated. That should be a forced, deliberate action, again meditation, which will add more stress. So,
Yevam
Viveka Buddhi Rahitaha. Viveka Buddhi Rahitaha means what? Those who are devoid of this Viveka Buddhi, this discriminative understanding of, understanding. Tesham Kamatmanam Yat Phalam Tad Aha. See, Viveka Buddhi Rahitaha. Be very clear again. Viveka Buddhi, he means discriminative. Vivekaha itself is enough. The word Vivekaha itself means discriminative, discrimination. Discrimination between what? No, we can say Vivekaha. And Viveka Jnanam, discriminative knowledge. Viveka Buddhi, he say many. Discriminative understanding. So people who do not have the discriminative understanding of what moksha is, what my ultimate end is, how moksha is a choiceless end, and how jnanam is the only means, how the mind, they do not have the discriminative understanding. Definitely artha kamas will be their ultimate ends. See, there is no choice here. If moksha being the ultimate end is not clear, definitely what will be the ends? artha kamas will be the ends. When artha kamas will be the ends, then there's no chance of knowing the value of dharma also. Then mind will be, after so many ends, mind will be highly distracted. Such a person's mind will not remain in meditation. Such a person cannot have meditative disposition. Just naturally, he will be agitated. Even if people come to argue here, no, we can still, without Purushartha Nischaya also, we can practice meditation, we can sit quietly, calmly and all that. Even if they say, okay, but there is no real meditation. It's a deliberate, forced action, you know, it's a practice. It's simply like a taming the dog with the biscuits. I told you many times in the class. You can tame the dog, practice, make the dog practice every day, come and fetch the biscuit. Similarly, we can also force our mind to practice, you know, to focus on something. You can practice. That is not meditation. It's not meditation. That is trying to escape from the facts which you have to face in life for some time. It's not meditation. Therefore, samadhona vidhiyate. And now the next shloka he follows. He says, he's going to say that. Traigunya vishaya vedaha. Traigunya vishaya vedaha. Nistraigunya bhavarjuna.
Nistraigunya
bhavarjuna. Nirdvandvo. Nirdvandvo nityasattvastho,
nityasattvastho,
niryogakshema,
niryogakshema,
atmavan,
atmavan.
It's another beautiful verse. Every verse is a beautiful verse here. Anyway, so Krishna tells, Hey Arjuna, look at this. Nistraigunyaha bhava. May you be the nistraigunyaha. Okay? Then, nirdvandvaha bhava. May you be nirdvandvaha. May you become, he says. Nitya sattvastaha bhava. Niryogakshemaha bhava. Atmavan bhava. See, bhava means may you be, may you become. Hey Arjuna, may you become what? May you be what? May you become nirdvandvaha bhava, niryogakshemaha bhava, atmavan bhava, nitya sattvastaha bhava, niryogakshemaha bhava, nistraigunyaha bhava. Why? Because, we'll explain that, I'll explain it later on. Traigunya vishayaha vedaha. Vedaha traigunya vishayaha. Look at this, such a beautiful thing. See, traigunya vishayaha means, look here, sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha, trayaha gunaha. Gunaha trayaha, okay, the three gunas. And three gunas, the three powers belong to the matter. So, anything material is what? Traigunya vishayaha. Anything material is traigunya vishayaha. So matter has three gunaha. Anything pertaining to three matter is what? Material. Okay? Anything pertaining to the material is what? Traigunya vishayaha. Material means what? Definitely. Therefore he says, traigunya vishayaha, when you say, vedaha traigunya vishayaha means, all the karma kanda of the Veda, upasana kanda of the Veda also can include the entire, except the jnana kandam, Veda anta bhagaha, the Veda purva bhagaha, the entire, okay, earlier, entire Veda purva bhaga, the entire Veda, except the Veda anta bhaga, is what now? Is connected to what? Traigunya vishayaha. Traigunya vishaha means what? Anything pertaining to matter is said to be what? Material is traigunya vishaha. Triguna sambandham is what? Traigunyam. Triguna Sambandham is Trigunyam. So when you say Artha Kama Dharma, not Moksha. Artha Kama Dharma, Artha Kama Dharma. Okay, these three ends come within the realm of Trigunya Vishayaha. Okay, that means any pursuit. So Artha Kama Dharma. Artha Kama Dharma connect or belong to what? Artha Kama Dharma, three ends are the results one can gain ultimately by performing rituals or practicing upasana, what? Prescribed in the Karma Kanda of the Veda. Your Vedaha Trigunya Vishayaha. And how much ever, so what you do? Either you do karma, okay, physical activity or mental activity, or you perform ritual, and even if it's, whether it's a heavenly pleasure or worldly pleasure, any pleasure is time bound, any security, artha, is what? Time bound. Understand? And not only that, other than jnanam, any accomplishment of any pursuit will result in what? Continuity of janma. Any karma produces two results. Any karma you perform definitely produces two results. Drishtam phalam, adrishtam phalam. Because every time you do karma, there is also motive behind the karma. Listen. So, drishtam phalam, adrishtam phalam. Even the righteous action also produces what? Punya phalam. Whether it's righteous or non-righteous, whether you like it or you don't like it, any karma performed, any active action done, definitely produces twofold phalam, drishtam phalam and adrishtam phalam. And produces. And the phalam, what happens? All the fruits do not really fructify immediately. Fruits are of the nature of taking their own time for fructification. Understand? Therefore, definitely, this performance of the pursuit of artha, kama, dharma involves activities, involves karma. Understand? There's no way of accomplishing artha, kama, dharma without doing karma. One has to do karma. Whether you perform a secular action or religious activity, sacred karma, sacred religious action you do, or secular karma you do, any karma produces what? Phalam. It can be what? Artha, kama, or dharma. It may be time bound result. And these artha kama dharmas, artha kama dharma, which are time bound ends, which are accomplished as a result of performance of secular or sacred karma, will result in what? Producing adrishtam. Adrishtam will result in what? Another birth. Karma produces karma phalam. Karma phalam will result in new birth. Once you are born again, what you have to be doing definitely, choicelessly? Karma. Once you do karma, what you will accumulate? Karma phalam. Once you have karma phalam, what should have? You have to exhaust the phalam. To exhaust the phalam, what will be there definitely? Janma. So, janma, karma, phalam. Janma, karma, phalam. Janma, karma, phalam. Phalam will result in what? Janma. Janma, once you have janma, what you have to do? Choicelessly, karma. Once you perform what you have, accumulate phalam. Once you have phalam, what you have to do again? You have to exhaust. To exhaust what you have to do, you have to be born again. So this is an endless process. This is called what? Samsaraha. Okay? So, Traigunya Vishayaha Vedaha means what? Any karma kanda of any other than Veda Anta Shastram, the entire karma kanda of the Veda prescribes karmas which will help you to accomplish Artha Kama Dharma, the time bound ends, and which fall within the realm of the material material universe and which will be constantly binding. This is the meaning of the sentence, Traigunya Vishayaha Vedaha. Vedasya Vedanam Vishayaha Kaha. What is the subject matter of the Veda? Okay? Vedanam Vishayaha Kaha. Vedanam ityukte kesham Vedanam. Karma Kandasya. Kevalam. Okay? Vedantam Veda Antashastram Vina Vedasya Eva. Karma Kandasya Vishayaha Kaha. Traigunya Vishayaha. Okay? The subject matter of the Veda is karma, performance of karma, either physical activity and also mental activity, oral activity, karma. And karma means what? Results in what? Phalam. That phalam, karma phalam cannot be mokshaha. Karma phalam will be what? Artha, kama, dharma. And which, understand? And also once you have phalam, you have to be born again to exhaust the phalam. Therefore, it's a constantly binding samsara. This is the subject matter of the okay? So connect, we matter is end connected to the karma kanda of the Veda. Is clear? Therefore, what do you want? Traigunya Vishayaha Vedaha. But what do you want? You want freedom. Understand? So, hey Arjuna, Nistraigunyaha Bhava. Nistraigunyaha means what? Gunaha nirgataha yasmat. The one who is free from gunaha, can one become nistraigunyaha? May you become the one, okay, who is free from trigunas. Can you ever become free from trigunas? That means what? Nistraigunyaha bhava means nirgunaha bhava, guna atitaha bhava. Okay, may you become free from trigunas. That means you cannot become free from trigunas. Atma, understand the lakshyartha of tvam. Understand tvam. Lakshyartha of tvam is what? Vachyartha of tvam is body, mind, and complex plus consciousness. You know that. Lakshyartha of tvam is what? Just the consciousness. Consciousness. Does it have anything to do with this? Does it have any gunas? No. Consciousness is nirgunaha. Understand? Consciousness is what? Nirgunaha. Consciousness cannot become nirguna. Consciousness is already free from gunas. Consciousness is already attributeless. The sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha belong to what? The matter. The threefold powers are where? Inherent in the matter. But not in the consciousness. The powers cannot exist independent of consciousness, but the consciousness itself does not have any powers of its own. Understand? Therefore we say, consciousness is free from trigunas. Suppose, if the shift, you want the shifting of I sense, aham buddhihi, from the, what? Trigunam. Trigunam, okay? This trigunam means what? This trigunas. The body, mind, sense complex, the material in nature, which is material product, which is pertaining to, which is connected to trigunas. The body, mind, sense complex has trigunas. If aham buddhi is in body, mind, sense complex, you are what? You are triguna, traigunyaha. Nistraigunyaha, when will you be? Nistraigunyaha. If the aham buddhihi, I sense shifted from the body, mind, sense complex to the lakshyartha of tvam, from the vachyartha to lakshyartha of tvam, you don't become nistraigunyaha. You understand you're already nistraigunyaha. Understand? Therefore, that means that needs what? Jnanam, not karma, not karma phalam. If you have to become Nistraigunyaha, Nistraigunyaha means what? One who is free from Trigunas is Nistraigunyaha. Can ever one become Nistraigunyaha? See, matter can never become Nirguna. Consciousness can never become Saguna. Understand? Consciousness is already attributeless, Nirgunaha. Atma is already nirgunaha. Aham shabda vishay artaha. Artham shabda lakshyartham. Tham shabda se lakshyartaha. Shuddha chaitanyam nirgunam. Gunarahitam. Isn't it? Therefore, how can I become nirgunaha? You have to know. Understand? It's for knowledge, knowing, not doing. Knowing the self, the consciousness being already free from trigunas is what? Becoming free from trigunas. Becoming free from trigunas is what? Becoming free from samsaraha. Becoming free from bondage. Nistre gunyaha bhava means may you become free from bondage. May you become free from samsaraha. May you become free from samsaraha. May you become free from trigunas. How can you become free from samsara? Being bound by trigunas is being bound by samsara. Being free from trigunas is becoming free from samsara. How can you become free from samsara? By freeing yourself from trigunas. How can you free yourself from trigunas? By becoming nirgunaha. How can you become nirgunaha? You don't become nirgunaha by shifting the aham buddhihi from by knowing, by not by doing, by knowing the self. Understand? By knowing the substance of the substantive I being pure consciousness, which is free from trigunas. Understand? Atma is nirgunaha and anatma is sagunaha. Not a sagunaha, trigunaha. Understand? Trigunyaha vishyaha. Trigunyaha. Therefore, once you know this, then that's the only way to become free from samsara. So, vedaha, trigunya vishyaha vedaha. Is it clear now? Vedas are connected to trigunas. Trigunas means what? Material products. Material means what? Arthakama dharma. Ends. That means what? Karma phalam. Karma phalam cannot produce what? Moksha. Therefore, what does it mean? Samsara. Is it clear? Very simple. If Arjuna, nistre gunyaha bhava. See, Krishna emphasizes na jnanam. Krishna emphasizes jnanam. See, please be careful. Krishna does not say be lazy, be idle, don't work and don't earn money, don't touch money, don't earn money, don't have pursuit artha, don't pursue. No, he doesn't say all those things. Come on, he cannot say that. Have all pleasures you want in life, earn as much money as possible, whatever you want, but be sure, but don't search for moksha and artha and kama. But what you ultimately want through all of them is what? Happiness. Understand? That's what he says here. E traigunya vishyaha vedaha. Karma kanda means what? Artha kama dharma. Artha kama dharma what? Karma phalam. Karma phalam once you have means what? You have to exhaust the phalam means you have to be born again. It's a samsara. There's no moksha there. Understand? But what you want for that what? Nistraigunya bhava. May you know. Only by knowing the self being already free from trigunas, okay, shifting the I sense from the body maintenance complex, which is trigunam, trigunaha anatma, and from there you shift the I from anatma to atma, which is nirgunaha. Anatma is trigunaha, anatma is sagunaha, understand? And you have to shift the I sense from the anatma to atma. Atma is already what? Nirgunaha. Atma cannot become nirgunaha. Already nirgunaha. That's how you can become nistrai gunyaha. You can free yourself from bondage samsaraha. Then, not only that, nirdvandvaha bhava. He says, nirdvandvaha bhava. Nitya sattvastaha bhava. Niryogakshemaha bhava, atmavan bhava. Very beautiful this. So, he says here, nirdvandvaha bhava. No, dvandvaha means what? Dvandvam means a pair of opposite. Dvandvaha means pairs of opposites. Pairs of opposites, no? Dvandvaha. See, nirgataha dvandvaha yasmat saha nirdvandvaha. The one from whom all dvandvas have gone. Or you can say, one who is free from pairs of opposites. What is pair? What no, pairs of opposites means what? All this, you know, success, failure, honor, dishonor, victory, defeat, loss, gain. So these are all pairs of opposites. Pain, pleasure. So all these pairs of opposites which come and go are what? Understand? They all can be reduced to one thing. Two states of mind, pain and pleasure. All your pairs of opposites can be reduced to two states of mind. Pain and pleasure. Both are states of mind. Now listen, nirdvandvaha bhava means he says don't be, okay? He says be, may you be the one who is free from pairs of opposites. Can you ever become free from pairs of opposites? Understand? Can ever H2O become free from waves? Understand? Already H2O is free from waves. Understand? So here, he nirdvandvaha bhava means consciousness is free from all pairs of opposites. Look at this. Pain is a state of mind. Pain is Atma. Consciousness, pleasure also is Atma. Atma does not have pain and pleasure. Look at this. Does consciousness have pain? Does consciousness have pleasure? No. What is pain then? I tell you one thing, it's called, no, possessor possessed sambandha is not possible. Water cannot, you cannot say water has waves. Can you say that water has waves? We cannot say. Why? Water and waves do not enjoy possessor possessed connection. You can say a thing which is possessed should be separable. The possessor and the possessed must be separable. Only then we can say there is possessor-possessed connection. Like, you know, suppose it is my specs, Swamini specs means possessor-possessed connection is here. It is separable. Whereas you can't say water has waves. Why? Because waves are not separable from the water. In fact, we can say water is not the wave, but there is no wave which can exist independent of the water. Every wave is water. Similarly, we cannot say consciousness does not have thoughts. Understand? Consciousness does not have the mind. Mind is consciousness. Thoughts are consciousness. Pleasure is consciousness. Pain is consciousness. There is no pain, no pleasure outside of consciousness. No thought exists outside of consciousness, but consciousness does not have any pain or pleasure. Understand? Once you become a nistray gunyaha, if the anatmanaha, aham buddhihi, atmani, you know, once the I sense is shifted from the anatma to atma, then you understand chaitanyam is what? Nirdvandvaha. So, by knowing, not by doing, by knowing, you can become what? Understanding the self being already free from pairs of opposites is one becoming free from pairs of opposites. Free from the holes of, understand, pairs of opposites. So, nirdvandvaha bhava. Nistregunyaha bhava jnanat. Natu karmana jnanena. Understand? Nistre gunya bhava, nirdvandvaha bhava. Similarly, look at this. Nitya sattvastaha bhava. Nitya sattvastaha bhava. Nitya Sattvastaha. Once you know the self, you know, and you, there is only sattva, you remain in sattva always. Nitya Sattvastaha Bhava. Nitya Sattvastaha, sattva gune sthanam sattvastaha. Yaha tishtati, sattva tishtati saha sattvastaha. Nitya Sattvastaha means may ever remain, may ever be the sattva guna. Okay? Sattvastaha, ever remain in sattva guna means what? Sattva means once you know the self, once you know the self, then you are always in sattva only. That means what? Consciousness always in all the three gunas, we can say, all the three gunas are what? Belong to the mind. And once the self-knowledge takes place, that vritti is what? Antahkarna vritti. The knowledge of the self being pure consciousness. That vritti, for vritti to happen, there must be what? Sattva. Okay? When we are highly 100% your sattva predominant mind, only the mind which is predominantly sattva can know this fact of the self being consciousness. Understand? Sattvastaha bhava means what? The mind which is the predominantly sattva alone, the sattvic mind alone can discover this fact. Therefore, may you be the one ever remaining in what? Sattva means consciousness does not have sattva guna also. Understand? The consciousness being the self becomes revealed to the mind which is sattvic. Therefore, may you be the one who is whose mind is predominantly sattva, which has the fortune of having the self being consciousness revealed to oneself. Is it clear? Nitya Sattvastaha Bhava. I'll again explain, don't worry. We'll go to the Bhashyam then. I want to finish the verse actually. The Nir Yoga Kshemaha Bhava. Is it clear? Do I make sense? I make sense, but I mean, do you understand? I mean, because the Nir Yoga Kshemaha Bhava. See, yoga and kshema, very interesting words, okay? Yoga means acquiring what one doesn't have is yoga. Understand? And having acquired what I do not have, then preserving and protecting it, what is called kshema. It's called yoga kshema. Understand? And then people who are anxious always. That's why in India we have life insurance corporations. The motto is Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham. Bhagavan tells, okay? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I will take care of yoga and kshema, don't worry. Bhagavan says here, Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham. So our LIC, Indian Life Insurance Corporation of India has stolen these words from Bhagavad Gita. They made their motto. We insurance people are here, we will take care of your yoga and kshema. Don't worry. Really, our motto of LIC, no? Life Insurance Corporation of India is Yoga Kshema Vahamyaham. They have taken this from here. They mean yoga means, generally, see, the word yoga has different meanings in different contexts. And here, yoga literally means what? Yoga means acquiring, okay, what one doesn't have. And having acquired what one doesn't have, what one wants, and protecting and preserving, is taking care of it is what? Kshema. This both yoga and kshema, yoga kshema always implies one's anxiety. Isn't it? There's anxiety in yoga. Anxiety involves, yoga involves anxiety. Kshema involves more anxiety. Always one is anxious. Nir Yoga Kshemaha Bhava. The person who is free from anxiety, the person who is free from insecurity. Look at this. The person who is free from the sense of being insecure. One can never become free from insecurity. Understand? You're already free from security. You're already secure. You are security yourself. But you do not know the fact. When the aham buddhi is shifted from anatma to atma, jnanat. So every time he says bhava, 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 no. May you know the fact. Understand? The, of the self being already being secure. And the sense of being insecure, the sense, you can never become, nothing can make you feel really secure. This is a sense of insecurity. Understand? That's it, the fear. Why the sense of insecurity? Because there is fear. I tell you, fear is something which is very, very, very deep down, it is well rooted here. There's a fear of death. We do not understand that. We don't call it fear of death. There is fear, okay? And it's a fear of death. Basically, fear of death. That fear of death alone now pops up as what? As the sense of being insecure. Then one has to free oneself from the sense of being insecure. How can you free yourself from sense of being insecure? One, by freeing yourself from the very sense of fear of death. What is it which will free you from fear of death? Okay? Understanding what is subject to mortality, what is not subject to mortality. Okay? The lakshyartha of tvam is not subject to mortality, not subject to time. But vachyake, but you say anatma of the tvam is what? Anatma part of tvam is definitely subject to time. We cannot make the body maintenance complex immortal. Understand? We cannot make this atma mortal. Atma is always immortal. Anatma is subject to mortality. There is a relative destruction. We already studied it. Anatma is subject to relative destruction. There is no such thing called absolute destruction at all. There is no such thing called destruction. What is destroyed here? Matter is, nothing is created, there is nothing can be destroyed. There is no destruction at all here, anything. Destruction of anything. Anatma is subject to change, which is called a relative destruction. And Atma is not subject to relative destruction also. Therefore, what is destroyed here? Nothing is destroyed here. There is no destruction actually. Therefore, this is this understanding of what is subject to mortality, what is not subject to mortality. Understand? Understanding the fact, thereby accepting the fact is maturity. Being capable of accepting the fact as a fact is maturity, over which you have no say. So this one, knowledge of facts makes a person mature. Nothing else will make a person mature. So may you be mature. You can't afford to be innocent, and don't say I'm innocent, I'm too innocent, I don't know anything. You can't afford to be innocent, and you have to understand the facts, and you have to be mature. And what is this? No, this is, then once you're free from this fear of death, free from this, then the sense of being insecure, then you're free from the sense of being inadequate. As free from the sense of being inadequate means what? You're free from the needs and wants and desires, free from the hold of desires also. All those problems which caused by the basic problem will resolve there. Then you will become what? You will be free from anxiety also. And you understand, consciousness doesn't acquire anything, accumulate anything, and consciousness does not do the worry about preserving what has been accumulated also. Aham buddhi is shifted, you are free from yoga kshema. Understand? Understand? You understand? You are the security there. Nir yoga kshemaha. Bhava, hey Arjuna, Atmanam Vijaniyatake Vijanihi. May you know the self, thereby see yourself being Nidvandvaha, see yourself being Nistregunya, see yourself being Nityasattvastaha, see yourself being whatever remain Nidvandvaha, Nityasattvastaha, Niryogakshemaha Bhava. Then at last he says, Atmavan Bhava. Atmavan means what? Already you are Atma. How can you become Atmavan? One who has guna is gunavan. One who has dhanam is dhanavan. One who has shri is shriman. One who has bhakti is bhaktiman. Understand? Gunavan, dhanavan, shriman, specs one, phone one. Okay, we can say any water you have, you are that one, that vati. So one who has Atmavan Bhava means what? Maybe Atmavan means knowing oneself being the Atma. Okay, knowing the self, knowing the substance of the substantive being, pure consciousness, which is all pervasive reality, the Atma. Owning up oneself, understand? Owning up the real self, disowning the non-self. Disowning means what? Giving up the identity with the anatma, identifying oneself with atma is what? Atmavan bhava. Okay? Becoming atmavan means, may you become atmavan means what? Disidentifying, okay, with anatma, identifying oneself with atma is becoming Atmavan. Atmavan Bhava. We have right identity. We have correct identity. Okay. Own up yourself. Give up wrong identity. Not Atmavan Bhava. Wave identifies itself with the wave form and name form. Wave. It is Anatmavan. Understand? The wave identifies itself with the water, the H2O. The wave says, I the wave am the H2O. Then wave is Atmavan. The wave says, I am a wave, part of the ocean. It's Anatmavan. Understand? The Atmavan Bhava. So Atmavan Bhava, then you will be what? Nistregunyaha, Nidvandvaha, Nityasattvastaha, Niryavakshemaha. Understand? Then you are free. Otherwise, if you don't know the self, if you do not know the self, whatever karma you do, even it is prescribed in the Karma Kanda of the Veda, Traigunya Vishyaha. Understand? Traigunya Vishyaha means what? Anything pertaining to the matter is Traigunya Vishayaha. Anything pertaining to matter means what? Anything falls within the realm of Anatma. Means what? Artha Kama Dharma. That will be the phalam. So that phalam will result in what? Janma. Janma will make you do what? Karma. Once you karma, what will you accumulate? Phalam. Once you have phalam, definitely what will you have is janma. This is samsaraha. Okay? Therefore, a subject matter of the Vedas is pertaining to the trigunas, that is bondage. So here, Traigunya Vishayaha. Now it is Traigunyam.
Traigunyam.
Traigunyam means what? Triguna sambandham Traigunyam. Is it okay? Traigunyam means what? Triguna sambandham. Triguna sambandham is what? Matter. Matter implies what? Artha kama dharma. That implies what? Bondage. Is it clear now? So Traigunyam is equal to samsaraha.
Samsaraha.
Traigunyam is equal to samsaraha. You should understand why samsaraha. Triguna, okay? Traigunyam implies trigunas. Constitution of Triguna is what? Traigunyam. Implies samsara. You have to remember that. Okay. Vishayaha.
Vishayaha.
Prakashayitavyaha.
ते वेदाः
त्रैगुण्य विषयाः.
ओके, सो दोस् वेदास्, ओके, सब्जेक्ट मैटर ऑफ विच इज कनेक्टेड टू वाट? संसार. वै संसार? कर्मकांड ऑफ द वेद इज ईक्वल टू संसार. हाउ डू यू से दैट? सब्जेक्ट मैटर इज वाट? परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ रिचुअल्स. Ritual will produce what? Phalam. Any karma phalam will be what? Time bound. So any phalam will be what? Definitely artha or kama or dharma. Definitely not moksha. Other than moksha, other than happiness, anything and everything it can produce. Anything. Any interesting, we have read all those things, no? Any heavenly pleasures or anything. Any karma phalam is what? Any karma phalam will be binding. Would result in bondage. Therefore, you can say, Traigunya Vishayaha Vedaha, Samsaraha is the subject matter of the Karmakanda. That means what? Which will result in samsara. Okay. Tvam tu. Here, Shastram does not belittle Karmakanda. Please understand. Shastram does not talk inferior of karmakanda. It only talks about the limitation of karmakanda. There is much difference. Don't go and say outside, Swamini said, okay, oh, karmakanda is all binding samsara. Don't say that. Samsara, when you say karma, no, I can never say that. I never say that. I respect the entire Veda. Understand? Because this is what the problems, no? Vedaha, it only talks about the limitations of karma and the karma phalam. Karma kanda talks about the karmas, and karma, any karma produces the phalam, and any phalam produced by any karma is what? Only time bound. A time bound karma cannot produce a timeless, everlasting happiness. So everlasting happiness is atma swarupam. Therefore, jnanam, atma jnanam itself is what? Discovering happiness. Knowledge is the means for moksha. But here he talks about the limitations of karma. Therefore, Trivedaha means here he talks about the karma kanda. Don't include the Vedanta here. So people who are committed to the Purushartha Nischaya is not there, then they are given only to the karma kanda means, then definitely they are performing rituals and rituals and rituals and producing lot of phalam and enjoying lot of artha kama dharma also. They are all what? Constantly binding samsara. Binding. They won't be liberated. They won't be free. Therefore, he says here, Tvam tu.
Nistre gunyaha bhava.
Arjuna.
Nishkamaha bhava.
Ityarthah. See, very beautiful. See, nishkamaha bhava. Nistre gunyaha bhava means, he says, nishkamaha bhava. Come on. How can one become free from nishkamaha means one who is free from desires? Understand? How can one become free from desires? See, we cannot undo the desires. We cannot destroy the desires. Understand? We cannot give up the desires. Look at this. Giving up desires is not possible. Undoing desires is not possible. Destroying desires is not possible. But what is possible? You can free from the hold of desires. That is possible. Understand? How can I become free from the hold of desires? Understanding the truth of the desire will help you resolve the desire. That is how you can become free from the hold of the desire. And second thing, in the wake of the Atmajnanam, in the wake of the self-knowledge, in discovering what fullness is, and one's inadequacy will be resolved. In resolving inadequacy, the needs will be resolved. In resolving the needs, okay, desires also will be resolved. This is the only way one can free oneself from the hold of desires. So, hey Arjuna, Atma Jnanena, Atma Swarupa Darshanena, you know, Ananda Swarupa Darshanena, may you free yourself from the hold of desires. That is what is what? Becoming free from gunas also. That means, no, that's why I told you already, shifting the I sense from body, mind, sense complex to the Atma. The shifting is possible only by knowing, only through knowledge. How can you shift? It's not physical shifting from one place to another place. Shifting in understanding. No? Aham buddhim anatmanaha atmani pashyatu. That's all. That's only way. So nishkamaha bhava. Nirdvandvaha Sukha Dukha Hetu
Sukha Dukha Hetu
Sat Pratipakshau
Sat Pratipakshau
Padarthau
Padarthau
Dvandva Shabda Vachyau
Dvandva Shabda Vachyau.
So he says Sukha Dukha Hetu Sukhasya Hetu and Dukhasya Hetu. All dvandvaha means, I told you already, dvandvaha means pairs of opposites. Dvandvaha means what? Pairs of opposites. And all the pairs of opposites can be ultimately reduced to what? Sukham and dukkham. For sukhasya hetu, dukkhasya hetu. Okay? For the what is which causes pain or pleasure? Understand? Anything which causes pain is dukkha hetu. Anything which causes pleasure is sukha hetu. Pain and pleasure, two states of mind. All of the pairs of opposites, we can say, all of the pairs of labha, nashta, okay, mana, apamana, jaya, apajaya or parajaya. You know, all these pairs of opposites will result in what? Sukha dukkha. Sukha dukkha hetu is what? Dvandvaha. And hetu. So, Sata pratipakshav padartav. There he says, dvandva shabda vachyav. There are all these pairs of opposites ultimately result in pleasure and pain are mentioned, implied by the word, no? Mentioned by the word dvandvaha. So, dvandva shabda vachyav. Repeat. Here, tataha. Nirgataha
Nirgataha
Nirdvandvaha
Nirdvandvaha
Bhava
Bhava.
So maybe the one who is free from these pairs of opposites. Maybe the one who is free from the pairs of opposites means may you know the self being already free from the pairs of opposites. See, he by saying all this, every word by saying, he only emphasizes, may you know the Swarupam, may you know your Swarupam, which is free from all these things already. You will not attain anything. I tell you, you have to attain this, it will never last. if you are going to become really Nidvandvaha, again it will become Dvandvaha. You know that? Sadvandvaha. If you become Nirishtray Gunyaha, again it will become what? And again, Traigunya Vishyaha will be. If anything will attain, we will come back. Anything attained will be lost. That is why you have to understand here, Krishna does not tell us to attain something here. May you be this means, may you know that you are already this. Understand? Instead of knowing what the self is, what the non-self is, distinguishing the self from the non-self, which is subject to know, and here make doing that or this. Any doing implies what? Phalam. The phalam is time bound. Understand? Time bound. That's what he says. Nidvandvaha bhava
Nityasattvastah
Nityasattvastah
Sada
Sada
Sattva Guna Ashritah
Sattva Guna Ashritah
Bhava
Bhava.
So Sattva Guna Ashritah, no? Sattva Guna Ashritah means may you be sattvic mentally. Understand? Only if you are mentally sattvic, this fact will be revealed to you. A person who is tamasic mentally, predominantly tamasic or rajasic. Now I tell you, suppose we are traigunya vishayaha, suppose we are interested in karma, only doing karma, you know, the purushartha nischaya is not there, then arthakamas become the ultimate, the more you want us, the more he'll be chased to do karma, the more you are doing, the more rajasic you are. Understand? So rajas means, I tell you, in fact, in the 17th chapter of Gita, Bhagavan is going to say very beautifully, by birth, I tell you, by birth, all of us are basically, you know, we can say by basically, predominantly we are tamasic. Predominantly, we are all basically tamasic. That's why newborn baby always sleeping. And wakes up once in a while, drinks some milk, again falls asleep. Understand? Always. And then slowly, that's what? When tamas is predominant, one will be given to what? One will be completely inactive. And everyone has to, basically all, wherever you are born, whichever culture you belong to, basically by birth all the human beings are what? Tamasic. Predominantly tamasic. We are inactive people. And we have to become what? Active. First we have to become active. And to become active from being inactive, we have to be given some incentives. Do this, you'll get it. If you do homework, we'll get chocolate. If you go to school tomorrow, we'll get that. You know, always we need something. And so karma kanda of the Veda also makes the inactive, dull, lazy person to do some karma. First, you can't convert immediately sattva person. A tamas predominant person cannot, should not become overnight sattva predominant. Understand? Mm-hmm. Basically, we're all like inactive, tamas predominant. And you have to become first active, from inaction to action. And to make us active, because that is how nature works. No child becomes overnight 80 kilo weight, no? Person of 80 kilos weight. 2.5 kilos and then slowly grows. Many years it takes. That is how nature should work. Anything should be natural way of growing means what? Should be slow and gradual. Growth should be slow and gradual. That is perfect. Anything, you know, overnight business will not work. So inactive should become active. Why? Unless a person becomes active, one cannot become sattva predominant. And to become active also then, but still initially, one will be selfishly active. What I gain? What do I gain by doing something? Okay? What is there for me? So, that then when we do things only based on what you are going to gain by your actions, then you are selfishly active. Once you are selfishly active, that is when you also, from being selfishly active, first you do everything for yourself and still you continue to be dissatisfied and slowly you want to do something for people around. Then it goes from yourself to the family, community, society, nation and worldwide. Okay? This is all becoming manovikasaha. You become wide, you are a person of wide vision. From narrow, you become wide vision. Then from being, we cannot become overnight selfless active, person of selfless action. One has to be selfishly active, okay, active. then one can become person of selfless action. Then you are what? Rajas predominant. Both ways. But initially, even though Rajas predominantly Rajasic, but still Tamas is the second guna. Then you become what? Then Rajas predominant, but Sattva is backing your Rajas. Then from there, you become what? Now, really, from selfless, then you become Sattva Pradhanaha, meditative minded. So inactive to selfishly active. From being inactive, one has to become selfishly active. From being selfishly active, one has to become selflessly active. From being selflessly active, one can become meditative. One cannot jump from inaction to meditation. That is why we don't teach meditation initially. Understand now, meditation will not work. If you go and teach calculus to a child who is sitting in kindergarten class, however bright the child is, it is not right. The inactive mind should be made to act. Understand? Then it has to widen its vision, understanding. Then inaction to meditation is not right. Who can become meditative? Who can become sattva pradhanaha? Understand? Sattvastaha. One who enjoys his contemplative disposition alone can discover this fact of the Atma being free from everything. Surupa, Atma Surupa. And that for that mind to become calm, quiet, tranquil, be free from agitation, to be able to sit and focus. Understand? That disposition for one to get, one must have been what? Selflessly active. That is why Karma Kanda, I'm not belittling here. Karma Kanda is for preparing the mind. Jnana Kanda is for the prepared mind. Jnanam results in moksha. Karma prepares one for jnanam. Here Krishna says, understand, it's fine. But what can karma do, what karma cannot do? Karma can produce phalam. But phalam will be what? Time bound. Artha karma, because karma itself is time bound. A time bound karma can produce only time bound result. Artha karma dharma. Whether heavenly pleasure or worldly pleasure, heavenly artha, anything. What it cannot do is what? Moksha. What karma can give? Artha karma dharma. What karma cannot give? Moksha. What alone can give moksha? Jnanam alone give moksha. Why? Moksha is not something to be attained, which comes and goes, which is already there. All you want is only jnanam. Understand? Therefore, he says here, nitya sattvastaha bhava means what? Now may you remain in sattva means what? Once you have the jnanam, you're already in sattva and you'll ever be in sattva. Nitya sattvastaha. Who can remain sattvam forever? One has to be sattvastaha to have the jnanam. Once you have the jnanam, you will be a nitya sattvastaha. Is it clear? Before jnanam, tamastaha, arajastaha, then sattvastaha. One has to become sattvastaha to have jnanam. Once you have the jnanam, you will be what? Nitya sattvastaha. Is it clear? Nitya sattvastaha bhava means what? May you know. That's a nitya sattvastaha bhava. That's what is sattva guna ashrayaha. Yatha.
Yata.
Niriyoga kshemaha.
Niriyoga kshemaha.
Okay, sorry. Tatsari sana yatha. Tatha.
Tatha. Yes.
Niriyoga kshemaha bhava.
Niriyoga kshemaha.
You have to add bhava with everything, okay? Mm-hmm. Bhava means may you become, may you be. May you be, may you become. Tatha niriyoga kshemaha bhava. may you become free, may you become Niryoga Kshemaha. What does it mean? Look at this. Anupatasya.
Anupatasya.
Upadanam.
Upadanam.
Yogaha.
Yogaha.
See, the word yogaha has different meanings, as I told you already, in different contexts. But here, yogaha means what? Gaining of what one does not have. Gaining of the ungained is yogaha. And preserving the protection of the gained is what? Kshemaha. So he says, upatasya.
Upatasya.
Rakshanam.
Rakshanam.
Kshemaha.
Kshemaha.
So, what has not been gained? Gaining what you don't have is yoga. Having gained, protecting what you have gained is what? Kshema. This is what kshemaha. So, yoga kshema.
Yoga kshema.
Pradhanasya.
Pradhanasya.
Shreyasi.
Shreyasi.
Pravrittihi.
Pravrittihi.
Dushkara.
Dushkara.
See, Shreyasi means once in moksha. Shreyas means moksha. Okay? In moksha, once you have discovered moksha. Understand? Once you have discovered moksha. Moksha means what? Once you have discovered limitlessness, happiness, fullness. Discovering the happiness, the fullness. See, discovering the fullness, the limitlessness, which is already there as a surup of Atma is what? Attaining moksha. Understand? Once you have discovered moksha, discovered happiness, then in fullness, pravrittihi, okay, involvement, effort to acquire something and protect something will not be there. Understand? That will not be there. When you have been made an emperor of the big kingdom, unrivaled kingdom, and then will you be interested in becoming one small local, again will you be asking for one more village there? You won't care for anything, understand? I won't have again some accounts in local Barclay Bank. You made an emperor of the whole big unrivaled kingdom means. You will not like to have a small bank account in this local bank. You don't ask for it. Understand? Because all the banks are yours now. Not now, okay? It's not the time to talk about the boning banks. Now, what I am saying here, Shreyasi in moksha prapto pravrittihi. No, the effort to act, effort to gain something what has been not there, and to the effort to protect what has been gained. These all small things are possible. Only, see, the insecurity. Only when there is sense of insecurity, this effort to gain something, the desire to possess something, own something, because which makes you feel secure, and once having gained it, in losing also you feel insecure. So you want to safeguard it. The pravrittihi. Now, the fact he says, Shreyasi Pravrittihi. Pravrittihi means what? Activity or involvement, etc. Dushkara, it is very difficult. It's not, dushkara, but not possible. It is not possible. Iti ataha, therefore, Niryoga Kshemaha Bhava. Therefore, what? Niryoga Kshemaha Bhava means what? Come on. May you know the Swarupam of the Atma being all the limitlessness, fullness. In discovering that fullness and happiness, may you be free from all anxiety and fear and the sense of being insecure, thereby free from that. Now, even the, you will become free from what? Yoga and Kshema also. The pravritti, even the activity, the involvement, to do something, in doing something, to gain, to accumulate, to protect also will not be possible. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Atmavan.
Atmavan.
Bhava.
Bhava.
அப்ரமத்தஹ பவ.
அப்ரமத்தஹ பவ.
யேஷஹ ஏவ.
யேஷஹ
ஏவ. உபதேஷஹ.
உபதேஷஹ.
ஸ்வதர்மம் அனுஷ்டிதஹ அனுதிஷ்டதஹ.
ஸ்வதர்மம் அனுதிஷ்டதஹ.
ஓகே. ஆத்மவான் பவ மீன்ஸ் அப்ரமத்தஹ பவ. மே யூ பி ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் இன்டிஃபரன்ஸ். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? May be free from indifference means what? May you, suppose if you think I am the body mind complex, it is being indifferent. Understand? Mm-hmm. So, apramatthava means don't be confused. May you be clear and may you own up yourself. Atmavan bhava. May you be. Understand? Atmavan bhava. ஏஷஹ ஏவ உபதேஷஹ. திஸ் இஸ் த டீச்சிங். திஸ் இஸ் வாட் த டீச்சிங். திஸ் இஸ் த டீச்சிங் கிவன் டு த ஒன் ஹூ ஃபாலோஸ் ஹிஸ் தர்மா, ஹூ ஃபாலோஸ் ஹிஸ் ஓன் டியூட்டீஸ், ஹூ டஸ் ஹிஸ் டியூட்டீஸ், ஹூ லிவ்ஸ் ஹிஸ் ஓன் ஸ்வதர்மா. ஓகே, நவ் லுக் திஸ். சர்வேஷு வேதோக்தேஷு. What you do from hereafter, because you're all doing Gita home study book, take Swamiji's book and read the meaning of these verses and come to the class. That will get you throw more light. Because we have a lot of short of time, I'm really not able to do a lot of things here. So what you do, read Swamiji's book, the whole explanation Swamiji has given here, read and come. So I'll also do here, it'll be very good. Then you don't need to study again. Utterly, it will stay like anything. We'll do that hereafter, okay? Sarveshu.
Sarveshu.
Vedokteshu karmasu.
Vedokteshu karmasu.
Yani uktani.
Yani uktani.
Anantani phalani.
Anantani phalani.
Tani.
Tani.
Na.
Na.
அபேக்ஷந்தே சேத்.
சேத்.
ஓகே, ஐ டெல் யூ. சி, சர்வேஷு வேதோக்தேஷு கர்மசு. சி, பஹூனி கர்மாணி வேதேஷு உக்தானி. தேஷு கர்மசு, ஓகே, தேர் மீன்ஸ் இன்னியூமரபிள் மெனி மெனி கர்மாஸ் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் ஹவ் பீன் ப்ரிஸ்கிரைப்ட் இன் தி கர்மகாண்டா ஆஃப் தி வேதா. And those karmas produce what? Anantani phalani. They also produce innumerable, endless fruits also. Highly productive, endless, endlessly productive karmas have been prescribed and they produce endless, infinite results also. So many results they produce. In fact, fruits they produce. But those fruits, look at this, any number of fruits produced by the karma, performance of karma, are not required, na apekshante, are not necessary, are not required, are not needed. Why? Kimartham? Tani. ஈஸ்வராய இதி அனுஷ்டியந்தே இதி உச்யதே
உச்யதே
ஶ்ருணு
ஶ்ருணு.
ஓகே, சி, வாட் எவர் ஹவ் மெனி எவர் கர்மாஸ் ஆர் பிரஸ்கிரைப்ட் இன் தி கர்மகாண்ட் ஆஃப் தி வேதா, ஆல் தோஸ் கர்மாஸ் ப்ரொடியூஸ் சோ மெனி ரிசல்ட்ஸ். ஆல் தோஸ் ரிசல்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் தோஸ் கர்மாஸ் ஆர் நாட் நீடட். Why? How? The answer is following. Those results are not needed. Whatever is the karma, whatever karma phalam produces, we don't need the karma phalam. Why he is going to say here? Then, suppose whatever karma you do also, how that karma can be performed as, no? Performed with, for Ishvara, for the Lord. Ishvaraya, how? Now, the two questions are asked. The answer for the two questions follow in this following verse. Look at this.
Yavanartha udapane Javanartha udabane sarvata samplutodake sarvata samplutodake tavan sarveshu vedeshu tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanatah brahmanasya vijanatah.
See, come on. He talks about the jnanam. Once you have atma jnanam, having the knowledge of the truth of oneself is what? As good as having the knowledge of the truth of the whole cosmos. Once you have the knowledge of the truth of the whole cosmos, knowing the whole cosmos being the manifestation of the only reality. Once you have this knowledge, in that knowledge what happens? The smallness centered on I will be resolved. The problem of smallness centered on I will be resolved. Understand? And then your Atmanatma Viveka Jnane, the smallness being resolved, you are free from all problems. Satyam. This is Satyam. Then for such a person, no karma is required, no karma phalam is required. Why? For the person of fullness, I told you already, when you are being made an emperor of the big kingdom, and what do you want? Understand, nothing you want. You won't ask for a small village, okay, in some corner. I want a beautiful house from near Cornwall. You won't be interested in. You've been made an emperor of everything. So here, similarly, he says, because in jnanam, vedeshu, no karma kande, ukteshu, yani karmani, tani karta, okay, tesham phalani, na apekshante, we don't need the results. When in jnanam, you will not need any phalam. Any phalam is what? Because any pleasure is what? Any pleasure is what? Fraction of fullness. When you have fullness, do you need a fraction? Or Swamiji is mentioned somewhere, chip of a potato. Pleasure is a chip of a potato. Understand? Fraction of full. Every pleasure is what? Any pleasure is fraction of fullness. When you are yourself fullness, and every fraction is what? Manifestation of yourself. Surfacing of yourself there. Such a person don't need karma phalam. So he says, Yavanartha udapfara jnani. See, vijanataha brahmanasya. Here the brahmanaha is the one, brahma janatiti brahmanaha. Brahma veti jaha brahmanaha. One who knows Brahman, the truth of the whole as oneself. Understand? Is the brahman. Who is the brahmana? One who knows the Brahman. Who utters Brahman, the truth of the universe? How does he know that he knows Brahman as one's own self? One knows the truth of the universe as the truth of oneself is the brahmanaha. And how does he know vijanati? Okay? One who knows the self is vijanan brahmanaha. Tasya vijanataha brahmanaha. Sarveshu vedeshu. Okay? All the Vedas, all the Shastras, all the karmas, all the karma phalas produce, okay? All the karma phalas. All of them are like what? Like, they're not required. They're not wanted. They're not needed. Like what? Like a water full of... Okay, there's, suppose you say, there is a reservoir full of water. Suppose in a village, suddenly, in any Middle East country, they happen to dig. And they have to spend a lot of money to convert the ocean water into the clean water. And only one well, instead of they getting oil, they happen to get water. Reservoir full of water they get, that is then that water is useful. Right? Where there is no drop of water at all, there they find a reservoir full of water. My God, it's a blessing. It is full. It is useful. Very much useful. But where there are floods all over, everywhere floods, okay, there's no place where there's no water. In the place already flooded with water, if there's also people find a reservoir full of water, what is the use of it? reservoir full of water, so udapanaha. How much is it useful? Yavanartha udapanaha. Okay, reservoir full of water is useless in a place flooded with water. Sarvataha sampluta udake. Sarvataha on all sides, sampluta udakam. Okay, udakam sampluta masti. On all sides, all the entire place is flooded with water. Sarvataha, understand? There you also find reservoir full of water. What is it? Similarly, it is no use. It's of no use. Similarly, Vijanataha Brahmanasya, for the one who knows the self, for him, Sarveshu Vedeshu Tava Neva Artaha, all the Vedas, all the Shastras, all the Karmas, and the all the Karma Phalani, all of them are at that much only. That means what? They all have knowledge has served, okay? All of them have served their purpose for a jnani. He doesn't need to do anything. We'll see the bhashyam of this in the following class. It's a beautiful verse. It talks about the jnani. Understand? That is why this is a very, very, in fact, the very interesting verse. And please read Swamiji's book. And this 45th month four verse and 46th also read and come. And we'll see the nice meaning. Okay? Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.